now until Election Day, every part of the campaign machine will be working to get our attention.
Hello, Ohio!
So I'm happy to introduce a son of Detroit, Kid Rock.
Barack Obama and Mitt Romney both use pop stars to help their campaigns, but those artists don't usually write music just for them. Things would have been different, musically speaking, if they'd been running prior to the early 1900s. Back then, all sorts of songs were written especially for candidates and their causes, as KALW's Stephen Short tells us.
The current exhibit at the Society of California Pioneers is called Singing the Golden State. It's about the music of California, much of it from the time before recordings existed, when nearly all music was performed live. One section features a type of music not often heard these days, songs composed exclusively for California politics. James Keller is the exhibit's curator.
Anybody who ran for office in the old days had a campaign song, and often they had more than one campaign song. One of them is this fascinating song, "Be Good to California, Mr. Wilson, California Was Good to You." Now, there's a mouthful of a title.
Keller is standing over an old record player known at the time as a talking machine. Many of these campaign songs were written for rallies and only exist today on sheet music. So hearing a period recording is a rare event.
We crank up the talking machine. That should be enough. And then we take off the brake, and it's rotating.
Be good to California, Mr. Wilson. California was good to you. And don't forget the vote for women. Help to win the victory too. For when the tide was turning fast against you, he made your dream come true. Be good to California, Mr. Wilson. California was mighty good to you.
The Mr. Wilson in question here is President Woodrow Wilson. The song was written in 1916, 4 years before women could vote nationally. But women in California got the vote starting in 1912.
And they voted for Woodrow Wilson. And so what they're doing in this song is they're berating him a little bit on the fact that in the 4 years that have gone by in his first term, he still has not gotten national suffrage for women. And they're reminding him that he owes them. And a few years later, in fact, Woodrow Wilson did see it through, and we got the amendment that gave universal suffrage to women.
Well, now, where would this be played or sung?
Oh, well, that's a good question. Obviously, it was a popular song. It was put out by a major New York publisher, and it had rather famous authors, and so it was going to get some mileage.
The radio hadn't come along yet.
No, we're in the pre-radio era here. Now, obviously, it got some play on records. I know of one place where I'm almost certain that it was performed, because I ran across a newspaper clipping that detailed the suffragettes who were going literally to the doors of the White House.
That newspaper clipping, Keller says, reports that those female demonstrators spent part of their time singing songs about their cause.
And when I read this, I thought, well, I know one of the songs that they surely sang is "Be Good to California, Mr. Wilson," because I'll bet the California contingent of suffragettes were very active singing that song.
Well, this is a whole lot more creative than saying, what do we want? Votes. When do we want them? Now, which is about all you get from demonstrations today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they actually articulated very specific things in some of these campaign songs. I mean, they really put forward planks through many verses. They'll sing about the things that they want.
Keller has selected a couple of other policy-oriented songs for the exhibit. No recordings exist, just the written music.
One is from Upton Sinclair, who you know, the famous author, but he ran for governor of California at one point on the epic program. EPIC was his slogan, EPIC, End Poverty in California, which is always a good idea, but it was especially resonant in the Depression when he was running for governor unsuccessfully. But he made a good run at it.
This is a song that could be picked up by a candidate today. The lyrics, sung to a lively march tempo, include...
End poverty in California and bring happiness to forgotten men. End poverty in California and prosperity will come again. It's the battle cry of the real democracy, and it means the end of all hypocrisy. End poverty in California and Upton Sinclair will show the way.
And then we have a campaign song also from the Prohibition Party, which rarely won very many seats, but this was a campaign song of theirs called We'll Keep California Dry, which, again, they did not manage to do, but was sung a great deal because the song comes up a fair amount. I've run across many copies of it.
We are in this conflict for our children, our homes, friends, and state so dear. With our vision cleared, we behold the day that is dawning ever far and near.
And one of the interesting things about that song is that they kept a page blank in it so that all the different Prohibition Party candidates could fill that page by printing something about themselves or run their own portrait or whatever points they wanted to make in their campaigns.
The days of going down to the old sheet music store to find a campaign song are long gone. Now supporters of a candidate or cause can listen while others sing to them. Or they can watch while singing along on YouTube and simultaneously sharing their views with other interested voters.
Thank you for blessing me and the rest of the city with me.
We are the 99. Oh, we are the 99. You may be the other 1%, but we are the 99.
Whether it's a song endorsing San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee or an Occupy chant for the 99%, one aspect of campaign songs remains unchanged. They still have to deliver the message. In San Francisco, I'm Stephen Short for Crosscurrents.